If anybody wants to associate with him, that's his job. But I'm talking about forcing it. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. I don't believe in forcing it. And other than white folks that I don't associate with. Mm-hmm. You've seen them that you can associate with.
Would you have a name for a poor white folks? The kind that you just wouldn't associate with if they did things you didn't like, or if they were hard to get along with.
There were several different names. There, some of them called them there. They ain't no good. You can say that bunch of they ain't no good. They won't do sure. And they teach their children. Mm-hmm. Don't you be following the boys over yonder. Mm-hmm. Supposed to do things that we didn't mm-hmm. approve of, don't you see? I'll call them trash. Mm-hmm. And now niggers are worse to steal. Now, of course, this got down the way a little bit. There's plenty of white people that go steal. Mm-hmm. But I've had niggas tell me that said not all niggers were stealing. She said, whenever she told me that, said about all of them, I said, but they won't pick up nothing. I said, if you miss something, show me a bad thing. Then you get your bottom dollar. That's a white person done that. Said, she said, niggas don't do that. Said, maybe pick up little things about it, and says, most any of them will do it. But said, now, if it's something that it didn't. He said, whenever something happens, something gets stolen around the community, we know just as good where a nigga done it or what was it. He said, we know better than you all, you seem like. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, they were right. Mm-hmm. You see, that's just the difference in the race. And they don't trust one another. Mm-hmm. Now, you might think they do, and some things they trust one another now, but you put them in a certain place and you'll find out who you trust is. Mm-hmm. They don't even trust one another where they come from, where they ain't nothing but niggers. Mm-hmm. They don't trust one another. But he would always trust a white man.
Do you remember back years ago, if there were any, sometimes the blacks would have an old black woman that was kind of a witch or something. Did you ever know anything about that?
Yeah, we've got white ones that was even called themselves witches, but I never did believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I knew a woman one time, and she's a white woman. And she called, everybody said she was a witch, and I think she claimed to be. And she got so bad to her children, she went lived in a house to herself. Mm-hmm. And she stayed in there. I couldn't tell you how long she stayed in there now. Mm-hmm. You see, that happened about the time I was a little bitty kid. Now what I'm telling you is I heard the rest of them talk, and I've heard them talk about it after I got grown. Mm-hmm. Heard children talk about it. Mm-hmm. She stayed in that house, and they told her what she eat and give it to her through a crack. That's where she wouldn't even come out. Uh-huh. She was just like a wild person or something. Mm-hmm. But she'd peep through that crack and see who it was, and they'd stick it through the crack to her. Mm-hmm. And that went on for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now that is true. Mm-hmm. What I'm telling you is true. Mm-hmm. Now I didn't see it myself, but I even Charlie Lewis